Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, one in four people will need a blood transfusion at some point in their lives, yet just 3% of the eligible population in Ireland donate blood. Following high demand from hospitals this winter, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service describes blood supplies at the moment as critically low just this week, so they're appealing for more people to donate at clinics across the country. We sent our reporter John Cook along to give blood and take us, with his consent of course, and take us through the process. And John, just a mention to any squeamish listeners out there, we will be talking about needles in this one, so talk us through how it went there, John.
It was absolutely fine, Cormac. There's a there's a video of people wanting to see it as well on our Twitter feed there. But I'm a regular blood donor, so I had no hesitation on this one. I'm happy to donate when I can, especially when I heard of critically low supplies this week. And someone told me actually at the blood clinic that, you know, maybe people don't know what's involved. So I thought it might be helpful to take listeners through the process. You can donate every 90 days if you're eligible and healthy. And full details, by the way, on all of this are on giveblood.ie. When I arrived at the evening clinic at Limerick Racecourse, like many other donors, the process begins with a quick registration. I showed them my driver's license or any ID to get the forms, sign a donor declaration, and this asks you then to tick boxes in answers to around 40 questions, ranging from my general well-being this week to recent travel, use of drugs and sexual health. Then you're brought to a cubicle to speak to a nurse in confidence and discreetly. She or he may ask you a few more questions before proceeding to take a first sample of blood to determine your fitness to donate. And for my turn, I met clinical nurse manager Sharon Cronin, as you'll hear.
Hi John, how are you? Thanks for coming in this evening. So we are going to go through the interview process this evening to establish whether it's safe for you to give blood and safe for somebody else to receive your blood. So bear with me there, John, while I have a look through your form.
Okay.
Are you aware that any illness or injury, however minor, may mean it is not safe to give your blood to a sick patient or that it is not safe for you to donate today?
Yes.
With this in mind, today or in the last 2 weeks, have you had any illness or injury, for example, a cough, a cold, sore throat, vomiting, diarrhea or an open wound?
No.
Have you ever had COVID-19?
Yes.
When was that?
March.
So that was before your last donation. You donated with us in October.
In October,
and you've had COVID-19 since then. Do you have any issues with long COVID?
No, thankfully no.
Okay. Have you ever had syphilis or gonorrhea?
No.
Have you attended a doctor or a dentist or had any illness in the last 4 weeks?
No.
Are you aware that travel outside of Ireland or the UK carries risk of transmitting an illness such as West Nile virus or malaria to sick patients?
Yes.
So have you been abroad since October, John?
No, I wish I haven't, no.
Okay. So I'll take a signature there at the bottom of the form as consent to proceed with the donation process. Okay. So I'm going to take a little sample from your finger here, John, and we're just measuring your haemoglobin, okay? And the haemoglobin is the oxygen carrying capacity in the blood, and it carries the haemoglobin and the iron around your body, all right?
Just a small little needle to prick the top of my middle finger.
Yeah. So you'd feel a little pinch here, and that's it. Well done. And
very
I just
harmless.
Need to get one little drop of that. So a lot of donors say that that little pinch is actually worse than the bigger needle that we use.
No, you're
the next
fairly
part.
Gentle so far.
Yes. So we just pop this in the machine and it gives us a reading pretty much straight away.
Okay.
So your haemoglobin is 14 today. So that's in very good shape. You've plenty to spare. All right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So next, you're going to take a seat outside and you're going to wait for one of my colleagues or possibly myself to call you to the donation chair where we will start the donation process for you. While you're waiting, I'll ask you to have a quick a drink of water.
So far, so good. That's clinical nurse manager Sharon Cronin there. You might tell me about the bigger needle she mentioned there, John, though.
Well, don't worry, Cormac. It really isn't that big. And while I know some people don't like needles, personally, I don't really mind them, but I do usually look away when the needle is being put into my arm for the blood donation to begin. I sat back on a reclining stretcher as Sharon cleansed my arm. She cleans it with an alcohol kind of wipe, took my blood pressure and got me to squeeze my hand around a soft red stress ball to help her find a clear vein.
So, John, I'm going to put the pressure back through the blood pressure cuff there again, just so that I can see that needle, or see the vein, rather.
Yep, this is the bit I usually look away.
Okay, that's fine. Relax the hand. And a sharp scratch there into the skin. All right, okay, that's it. We're in and we're flowing. How are you, John?
Absolutely fine, yeah.
Great, okay, well
you're
done.
Right. Sharp scratch over very quickly, though, and I wouldn't even know it's there now.
For sure. So, and it's flowing nicely. So you're going to keep the arm nice and still there where the needle is. A little gentle squeeze every couple of seconds on that ball. you're feeling any way lightheaded or unwell, or you have any pain in your arm, or there's anything wrong, you're going to let one of us know straight away, John, all right? Okay. And I've started the machine there, so the machine will now start to weigh and agitate, which is mix your blood with the anticoagulant in the bag there. It'll take between 7, 8, 9 minutes, around that time frame. Yeah.
Okay.
You feeling okay?
Fine, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, well done. You're up and running and it's flowing nicely. So I'll leave you to it for a few minutes, okay?
I'll sit back and relax.
Yeah, for sure. Do. Enjoy.
Sounds okay so far, John, I must say. They're very caring and cautious as well, seemingly. Were you relaxing there for very long?
Not long enough, Cormac. honestly, I mean this. The donation itself takes about 8 or 9 minutes out of a total of about an hour that most donors will spend in the blood clinic. And I quite enjoy the opportunity to sit back and do nothing for a short while. As well as relaxing, you often strike up some interesting conversation with the very friendly staff at the blood clinics to pass the time. So I asked Sharon why donations are down recently. She said COVID restrictions, also recent colds and flus for lots of people were among the reasons that many didn't attend, while there's been huge demand from hospitals. She also said that many people don't think about the need for blood transfusions until it affects someone they know and love.
We had a lady in recently, you know, she was 71 years of age. You can donate into your 70s now, which is fantastic. And she just said to me at the end of the process, I was just taking out her needle and she kind of said, you know, that's me done now. And I said, you know, what do you mean by that? And she said, oh, I didn't think I'd get back donating. I had surgery last year. But she said, my father died 30 years ago. And before he died, he received 48 units of blood and I wanted to pay them all back. That evening, she had given her 48. So she had achieved what she had set out to do and pay back all the blood her father had received. So it was... They're very moving moments for everybody, really.
Wow, because
so
she's seen the value of it. But as you said, some people absolutely. Are paying it forward. Many of us will need that blood in our lives. It'll all be needed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. You just never know what's around the corner. You never know who in your family might need it. We're here. We're always looking for new people. So please find us. Seek us out and find us and come down and give it a go. Now, John, that's you finished there, okay?
So those are the beeps you hear. What does that mean? Yeah,
so that means the machine has clamped off and the bag is full, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to relax the arm there. Don't squeeze any longer. And just keep it nice and still there till I get the needle out for you, all right? So a nice bag of warm blood there. Comes out at 37, 38 degrees.
I hope it's of use to someone.
Oh, for sure. Now, I just need your assistance here, so I need you to put a finger here in the middle of that plaster for me.
Okay.
John. So, and three, John, you are going to put firm pressure there for me. So, one, two, and three. Firm pressure there now for 3 minutes with the arm straight, and that's to prevent you from having a bruise tomorrow and to prevent it from re-bleeding, okay? Okay, so, John, I'm going to take the cuff off now, and I am going to take you over to the canteen for some refreshments afterwards.
Now, that's a bit that I like, John, the refreshments part. What was it offer?
Well, Cormac, I'm old enough only just, though, to remember the days of a free pint of Guinness for a pint of blood. But that's a thing of the long distant past now. But there is plenty of free tea, coffee, fizzy drinks, as well as chocolate bars and crisps on offer as donors sit for a short period of rest before being advised to take it easy for the rest of the day. Now, some like to sit in silence or catch up on their phones or keep reading their books or whatever. But I always find many enjoy a chat around the treat table. And I first met Dara. He was on his third donation, having followed his dad's example over the years. And he says he's happy to do it himself.
I don't think people would have much of a problem if they kind of knew that it's pretty straightforward and pain-free and it's goes to a good cause, so you know, you get the text message then saying where your blood went to what hospital, so that's always good to see it.
Yeah. That is a good feeling, isn't it? The text to say it went. I had one recently for the Children's Hospital in Crumlin or Waterford Hospital. It doesn't matter, you know your blood has gone to help somebody.
100%, yeah, 100%. You do feel like you are making a small difference, especially when the supply is so critically low.
Dara, your mum is here as well. What's your name, do you mind me asking?
Anne.
I'm interrupting your chocolate bar and your downtime there now, but it's good to get something for donating blood. Or tell me why you come.
Well, I think it's good cause. This is only my second time doing it. My first time I was a bit scary, but I would recommend everybody to come and donate.
Uh-huh. And what made you just decide the last time I'm going to start this?
Well, my niece has just after having a baby and she actually needed blood, if it helps people like her.
Do you feel good donating blood?
I have to say I always felt brilliant afterwards. You know, it was always just finding the time to get there. I wasn't able to give for a couple of years between COVID and being at home looking after my mother, but I'm so glad that I got back into it.
And when you say you feel brilliant after donating blood, why is that?
You feel a sense of well-being when you've done a good deed, you know, that something positive for somebody else. And I often think of people who do need, you know, the blood. And when you hear an urgent call such as I heard this week, you realise that if you're able to do it and you're healthy enough to do it, why not? Go ahead, just do it.
Yeah, blood donors at Limerick Racecourse there, feeling brilliant, as she said afterwards. Is it that good, John?
Honestly, it is, Cormac, but I can only speak for myself. And thankfully, I'm strong and healthy and I've never had any problems after donating blood. But I always feel good afterwards and even energised by doing it. And I'm not exaggerating there. It is a good feeling as well to do something small for someone who's sick in a hospital somewhere. Or maybe that's just how I ease my guilt over eating all those crisps and chocolate, Cormac. I'm not sure. But after my donation, I met with Tina Selby, the Director of Nursing with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, to talk more about the pressing need for all types of blood from donors, old and new, right now, to bring their stocks back up to 7 days' worth of blood supplies. Currently, they are critically low at just 3 days' worth, and she's concerned about that going even lower.
If we dip any lower than 3 days, the impact will be seen in hospitals where hospitals will have to be asked to reconsider, you know, elective and non-emergency surgeries. So yeah, there will be a direct impact. Yeah, so
you don't want to contribute to further delays in hospitals, especially after what has been a very, very busy winter. It's why you're appealing for more people to come forward. New donors, donors who mightn't have been in a while, or who?
Yes, all donors. Probably the most important thing to do is check your eligibility. So we have at our website, giveblood.ie, there's an eligibility quiz. So if you haven't donated before, or if it's been a while since you donated, go online, do the eligibility quiz, see if you're eligible. There's also a very comprehensive list of frequently asked questions. Ring up, make an appointment and come to one of our clinics.
You told me if you're 18 to 80 and feeling well and healthy, you'll take my blood, you'll take anyone's blood right now. And yet only 3% of the eligible population donate?
That's correct. 3% of the eligible population are donating. Yeah. The statistic is that 1 in 4 of us will need a blood transfusion at some stage in our life. So, yeah, do the maths.
Do the maths, says Tina Selby, Director of Nursing with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, ending John Cook's report. Your texts come in to 51551. No pints of Guinness anymore, says one listener. Raymond says, good evening, I'm in Leitrim and impossible to give blood, says Raymond. You might let us know why, Raymond, to 51551. A listener says, I used to donate every 90 days in the USA. Here I'm approved, but now the nearest donation centre is 60 miles away. Blood banks need a mobile blood donation centre like other countries, says that listener. And the Irish Blood Transfusion Service are saying to give giveblood.ie a look and see where your nearest centre is and think about giving some blood for a good cause. And that's John Cook.